It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Everybody, welcome back to another episode of Late Night Drive. My name is Ellie Schnitt.
I'm Michaela Oakland.
And we are so happy to have you here in our inaugural 2024 car ride.
What is the actual definition of inaugural? Inaugural?
Sort of like the first one.
Huh.
So when you're inaugurated, it's like...
When you lose your virginity, it's your inaugural sex?
Yeah, in many ways it is.
Welcome to the inaugural episode, everybody. We're so happy you're here.
We are happy you're here.
What kind of car are we driving for January?
Something with snow tires, maybe. You know, like a car that you could put snow tires on.
Oh. Did I already say in a previous episode, like a Jeep? Because I still am seeing that.
I really feel like Wrangler. That's our car.
Like a really good, like a pretty Jeep.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like a nice color, but it's really good in snow and you can go off-roading.
And maybe... And
you can do crate.
Maybe it has one of those life is good things on the wheel, on the back.
Yeah. Wait, if our podcast were a car, what bumper stickers would we have?
Ooh, that's a really good question. It'd be like, I don't know, don't honk at me, I'm doing my best.
I would honestly put like those little baby on board things, even though there's not a baby on board, you know, just so people will be careful around us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Although sometimes I see those and I'm like, well, that's not like going to help me not hit you if I'm going to hit you.
Do any of your family members have bumper stickers on their cars?
My mom and dad have two of the most like annoying, not like annoying in like the sense of it, but like, oh, you're that person kind of bumper stickers is one of a kidney that says I donated from my mom. Oh. And then one that's the 26.2 mile things from my dad saying I ran a marathon.
Oh my God, that's, I love that.
They're like,
do you think we'll ever be like that?
I don't know. They need everyone to know their biggest accomplishment.
I'm wondering if that's an age thing or a generation thing, you know, like, because I feel like I won't ever do that. But then I'm like, maybe if I were had been born.
I think that there's an argument to be made that when you get older, you either become really, really irony poisoned where you're like bitter and stuff, or you lose like all sense of irony whatsoever. And you just like do things like that that you don't realize could be perceived as cringe because you don't have a perception of cringe.
Would you guys listen to our podcast if we were 50 years old and had no irony? I think it'd be lovely.
I think it'd be a lovely
podcast.
Oh my God. I actually want to listen to a podcast of two 50-year-old women who are besties exactly. And have no irony and are like, well, Mabel, did you go to the garden today?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Wait, it's kind of like, have you seen that person's dad on Twitter where he'll post the paper with all the things
the
they need to talk about?
For the meeting.
The agenda for guys
and it's
to
like
talk
Paul's
about.
New lawnmower. Like, I love that.
The new Jeep Wrangler commercial.
Huge. Huge.
Stuff like that. We'll read it one day. If you don't know what we're talking about, it's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, happy 2024. What'd you do last night?
Oh my God, that's crazy. Yeah, I had such a boring New Year's Eve. I ended up not going back to LA and just staying at my parents' house. Because my sister and nephew left early in the morning and I just wasn't in a place of
socializing.
Going all out, so I didn't go to the Hassan party. Although
I don't know if he went because he was on his way back from Italy. I literally sometimes say things.
You know what? Let's cut this out. It's too much.
I mean, it's common knowledge. It's not like I stalked him.
I know, and that's why I'll like say it, and then when it comes out, I'm like. We say this too easily.
We do.
We have these exchanges too easily if I didn't go to the Hassan bar. Like,
because
if he heard this.
I know, because I think what happens is it's a joke to us, but it's gone to a point where we can't tell. Like,
no
one else would isolated, know it was a joke.
Yeah, like, if someone heard this isolated episode, like, without
context.
Yeah. Too,
yeah.
Yeah. Hassan, if you ever listen to this.
We're so normal.
Yeah.
Like,
we're normal.
Like, in many ways, I'm a big fan, but I'm so, I don't even chat. I'm so normal.
I mean, he
could
think I'm crazy, actually. It doesn't really matter. I'm never going to have any
break
kind of
my heart if he was like, friendship. That's a weird fan.
Maybe that's why he won't follow.
Because he thinks I'm crazy? Probably. Probably has accidentally caught 5 minutes.
He's listened to the podcast.
We're like, and if you do not tell him I say hello, friendship over.
And like he heard that and then he saw me at the party act like I don't know who he is.
It's actually so embarrassing. Like I would be so embarrassed. Like so embarrassed. Because I... No, you didn't.
Not like I actively acted like I didn't know who he was, but I like,
you
know, walked past him and didn't go like, oh, hey.
Yeah.
You.
Hey, you.
We've spoken about you on the pod.
We talk about you every week, but in a really normal way.
Right. This is the thing that happens every time is the more we fight for it.
Less normal it sounds.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys know.
You know
cool
that, like,
and everything.
It's a joke. Like, I am a big fan, but it's a joke.
Right. It's a joke.
It's well, like how you go on one date with a guy and then you call him your boyfriend. You know?
Right.
It's like,
totally,
oh, how's your
totally.
Boyfriend?
How's your boyfriend?
And, like, he's you're not crazy. You don't think he's your boyfriend.
Right. Or, like, how I just throw around the word ex.
Totally. I say anybody I even held hands with one time. And that is my ex.
Yeah, where were we?
I don't know.
Were we talking
about
something
before
New Year's Eve. He came up?
We were talking about
New Year's
how
Eve,
you,
New Year's
you
Eve.
Had a very calm, quiet New Year's Eve.
Totally. So, but I did do something cool
Ooh,
and crazy.
Tell me.
It wasn't that cool and crazy, but I made hazelnut chocolate lava cakes, and they were so
okay,
good.
Okay, I thought
Ellie.
You were at a restaurant when you sent me that picture. That's how beautiful it was.
Oh my God, I made that. No, I made that. And so I'm going to change a couple things next time I make that recipe, because I don't like nuts in things.
Yeah, I don't either.
And I already tried... I tried to do them in the food processor to just make it like crumblies because I thought that would taste better, but it still was too nutty for me. So what I think I'm going to do is get like a hazelnut cookie and crush that up so that it's like cookie crumbles, like a hazelnutty cookie crumble.
What if you just did like Nutella?
I'm going to definitely do something to change the actual cake part of it, but this is like the garnish.
Oh, the
so,
garnish.
Like, so it looks pretty.
More of a crumble situation.
And I really like... cookies that involve crushed up crackers, and like Nilla wafers are in one of my favorite cookies. Is that a cracker or
that's
is that
a cookie?
Cookie
that's definitely okay. A cookie.
If we have any British people listening, they're gonna be like, none of these words are right.
Biscuit.
For any of it,
it's a biscuit, love.
And I watched Hairspray.
Oh,
the movie,
truly such a good movie.
It's so good.
They did
the cast
such a good
is,
job with that.
Yeah, it was really fun. And then I watched a K-drama and I looked at the clock at like 12:20 and realized that New Year had happened.
And sometimes it's like that.
Yeah, but yours seemed fun.
Oh my God.
You sent me a video on accident.
I did send you a video on accident. It's you're just in my top, you know, so sometimes I get confused.
Love.
But
important.
But yeah, it was a perfect night, honestly. I just had a couple girlies over for... drinks and food and slumber party vibes, and we all wore our pajamas, and it was like
that's the best.
Great, we set up an air mattress in the living room, and like we watched the Eras Tour movie, and like accidentally got so drunk, so drunk,
wine drunk,
no,
or champagne drunk,
no, like I think I drank like a fifth of vodka, like. Something happened. It's just because like you're not like at a bar, so there's not somebody like making the drinks for you, so you could every time you walk by you're like, oh, I'll just top off my drink a little bit, and you like don't realize you've had like seven drinks. And then I woke up this morning and I was like, oh no,
you look in chipper that now though.
I feel fine.
You've got it figured
honestly,
out
honestly. I feel fine. I ate, I watered, I cleaned up, I wasn't in bed like all day. Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds like the perfect way to spend New Year's Eve to me, honestly.
Yeah, I think
that's like the perfect in between of a crazy party and then like a...
Well, because, you know, the truth is people just want to do something. So yeah. It was just nice to like do something and not feel like I had to like be out and about. I really was not like in the mood for that. So this was perfect.
Yeah, because Chrissy's not home yet, and I didn't really want to go to a party. So I was like, I don't really want to go back to my place and then be alone. And then I'm going to make lava cakes with my parents.
And that was like the perfect thing to do. I just am so like, I think house party where like you know everybody is the perfect New Year's Eve.
Yes.
But that's like kind of not.
Then you have to host the party kind of.
Kind of, yeah. Like you sort of have to be the one to make that happen.
Like at Jarvis's party, I would know maybe like 5-6 people, which is good. But then it'd be a sea of people that I don't know. And therein lies the issue. Just not enough. 5-6 people is a good amount if it's just those people. But if it's like a huge, huge party, I don't know. I've done it before. I went to one for Halloween and yeah, it wasn't enough for me.
Yeah, I feel like you want to go somewhere where you, like, know a lot of people. I don't want to spend New Year's Eve surrounded by people I don't know, you know?
Right, because then you're just forcing yourself to do something so that it feels like you did something, but then that ends up feeling, like, sadder than not doing anything at all.
Yeah, and it's not, like, intentional. Like, New Year's Eve, I love so much because I like the symbolism of, like, it's a fresh new year, and it's, like, new year, new me, and you're going to be your best self, and even if that's not true, like, I like to ring it in a way where I feel like, okay, I'm like doing something that feels nice.
Well, we're starting off the year really well by working. Look at us.
I know, aren't you fucking proud of us? January 1st, and we're working. January 1st,
and we're podding. We're pod girls, and we will be podding until we're 50.
Oh, God. I hope not.
We'll take a break. I think
we should start. Yeah. Right. We'll take a break, and then we'll get back into it. Yeah, when we're like 50 and we're like, we could have a hobby.
So never unfollow us, guys. Even if we don't do anything interesting for 20 years, just know we'll be back.
We'll be back.
I've been so into like baking, mostly this month, but also this year in general, because I've been doing a lot of breads. But this month, I have to tell you, sourdough bread is so difficult to make.
Yeah, I've been sort of noticing that.
So you get the starter, and you have to get a starter from someone who's had it for a while. So I got this starter that's like over 230 years old because it's more flavorful the older it is. You have to feed the starter every single day.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
What do you feed it?
So it's flour and water, but the more kinds of flour you use, the better for the starter. So I'm giving it rye flour, I'm giving it whole wheat flour.
Jeez Louise.
So yeah, it's like a whole thing, and you have to like pour it out and then put it back in. It's like in this container. And then the bread recipe that I've been doing is a 3-day long bread recipe. So like you only do a couple of things, but then you cover it and put it away, and then like you wait 4 hours, and then you do something else, and then you wait 6 hours and do it. So it's just like very long and involved. And then you make a little mistake and it's like, oh, 2 weeks of effort. 2 weeks of effort down the drain. Regular bread is so easy to make. Like artisan, like a normal loaf, so easy.
Yeah.
Sourdough, it's fighting back, but sourdough is my favorite bread, so I'm going to keep trying. I'm going to keep at it.
I mean, I'm really proud and impressed with you. But yeah, no, I can tell you're fighting the good fight.
Thank you.
You've made several loaves now. Mm-hmm. The first one, I'll be honest, it wasn't the best. I would eat it. So we're honest, I would eat it because I like bread, but like, yeah, I think you're just getting better.
There's this one Instagram meme account that keeps incorporating a picture of my failed bread loaf into their memes. And like, I don't know this person. And like, they keep finding ways to like incorporate a photo of my bread loaf into the meat. And like, people keep sending them.
Something about your bread really spoke to them.
It really spoke
to them. They were like, wow.
Yeah. It just felt so medieval. I think that it unlocked something primal in a lot of people. Yeah.
There is something very like, I would eat that with like a hunk of cheese and an apple, you know?
And that's what I've been doing around 11 p.m. every night. I've been getting my bread. By
the
way, I think
that's the perfect meal.
Charcuterie meals.
Charcuterie meals, I like to call them mouse meals because it's like what a very fancy mouse would like eat with his mouse girlfriend, you know?
That's, why have you never said that to me? That's a beautiful way to speak about it. Mouse meals.
I've never said mouse meals to you. That's like anytime I eat something that's basically like a cracker or bread and cheese and maybe like a salami or some tuna or something.
I'm going
and
mouse
I make
meal
myself
mode.
A little stack. That's mouse meal. It's a mouse meal. Because I imagine a fancy mouse restaurant would serve it.
Well, we got a bunch of cheeses here. I also had made a tweet asking for cheese recommendations and there were like over 1,000 replies about cheese.
People love cheese.
People have specific. And so I really went and like went through all of those replies and picked the best ones and assembled a cheese board. You got to have jams. You got to have honey. You got to have pear and apple.
Got to have it all.
You got to. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, my friend made a great charcuterie board yesterday. It was
crazy. So
we had a brie. We had a cheddar. We had a goat cheese that was baked in blueberry. We had, you know, lots of meats, a salam, you know, like all these sort of things and prosciutto. And all these lovely things. And yeah, I just think it's really important to have diversity of cheese on your cheese board. But yeah. I do think you have to stick to the basics. One of the best cheeses I ever had. I used to live near Grand Central Station. And in Grand Central, there's like a cheese market. Mm. It's just Murray's cheese. But it's like it's a kind of an artisan fancy cheese place. And I was like, I would like a fancy cheese. I deserve a fancy cheese. And I went in there and I tried a bunch of cheeses. And I couldn't tell you what it was, but it had those like salt crystals.
Oh, that's so
you know,
important.
Like the aged yeah. crystals in the. Oh my God, it was the best cheese I've ever had in my life. And I just got a fresh loaf of bread and I just ate the whole loaf of cheese.
I hope you find her again. I hope that you can find her.
I really hope one day I find her again.
I will say the top two cheese places, without a doubt, that you could find in most places are Whole Foods and Trader Joe's. Those are the number one cheese. Unless you can, of course.
I like reading the cheese descriptions.
like what do they say? Like nutty? Like warm,
yeah, they're like,
nutty
this
aftertone?
Is a cheese from France and it was made with a goat. And I just like reading about them. I would
love
like
it
know
when
more
a cheese,
about that.
When a cheese on the label says, this is a cheese from France and it was made with a goat.
Well, we had a whole conversation last night of like, why is it goat cheese and not goat's cheese? Like, why does it sound wrong to say goat's cheese when that is objectively the more correct way to say it? Like, oh, goat cheese.
Cow's
it
milk.
Goat cheese.
Not cow milk.
You know?
Oats
it cow milk.
Milk. Oats milk.
It oat milk.
Because it's milk of oats.
It's oat beverage for sure.
Yeah. This has been fun. Basically, all that's to say, we will be discussing our New Year's resolutions on this episode, and on our bonus episode, we will get to our New Year's delusions.
Delusions.
So if you're interested in us getting a little bit bigger with our dreams, you can check that out at patreon.com/latenightdrivepod. So this was almost a roadside attraction. And
so close.
If we had recorded this a couple of days earlier, we would have had a
very
different...
we would have made such fools of ourselves.
And we almost did. We really almost did. There was a wolf spider lotion.
Well, okay.
How else do I preface
a lotion that was apparently attracting spiders.
Yeah.
Wolf spiders.
There were these reviews on Sephora, I believe, that were saying whenever I wear this lotion, a bunch of spiders chase me. And then I think other people said the same thing. It was a Sol de Janeiro. Is that how it's pronounced? It's
the purple one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I sent it to my mom. I was like, don't get this lotion. It attracts spiders. I sent it to her at like 1 a.m. She just woke up in the morning, was like, okay. Didn't ask any questions about it. She was just like, okay,
and
I won't
love
get
that.
It.
That's exactly how I'm going to be in this year. Just say, okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, though, yesterday I came upon some information that ruined the fun a little bit. Apparently, the original poster has made that comment about a lot of products. They're just a little troll. They're having some fun.
And what a shame, because people were getting really into it. People were like, it's mimicking the sex pheromones of male wolf spiders. And that's why when you wear it, you attract them. And then someone was like, can somebody tell me where to get the lotion? Because we have a lot of mosquitoes in my hometown. And I want to assemble an army of spiders to eat the mosquitoes.
That's the biggest letdown, is a lot of people weren't going to avoid this lotion, but to actually use this lotion. To
for
solve
good.
Yeah, exactly. My friend, or our friend Brandy Omnilkunny, is like a huge spider fan. She keeps them alive in her house so that they, like, you know, don't attack Or no, so that they do attack the...
So they eat bad bugs.
Right, the bugs and whatnot. And I'm not strong enough for that. When I see a spider, I have to kill it.
I'm not.
But...
I'll leave them alone if I think that they're going to leave me alone. Mm-hmm. But once you... I make a contract with the spider and I'm like, listen, man, you can stay in the corner of my shower. But if you start moving in a creepy way, I have to kill you. And like when we're on the same page about that, it does feel sometimes like, well... I told you.
It feels like the first time we ever recorded an episode together, there was an insect in there. And
there was.
I think that was the first time we ever recorded. It was a creepy...
It was a centipede thing.
Beside yourself.
I was so upset because it just... Oh, they move so fast and in such a creepy way. How did they...
Did you ever find it?
No.
Whoa.
Yep. Scary. Scary. But you know, they stopped kind of showing up because we had ants and then they were there to eat. I think they come to eat ants. When you have house centipedes
come to eat ants,
they like to eat ants. So if you have ants, they will be there. But we got rid of the ants and in so facto, no more centipedes.
Oh, wait, I was going to ask you because we never talked about this. Your ceiling fell open on your head with brown water.
Fell on my head.
Which is actually the reason that we recorded late one week because the vibes were just so off. It was so off.
Oh, the vibes were so off. I woke up at like 7:30 in the morning to my roof leaking on my head. It just went.
Is it fixed now?
Who's to say? I don't know.
But
is it patched
up? Like,
well, they said that it was, but they patched it up before and then they did this again. So I don't know. I like called it at 7:45 and I left a very mean voicemail. And I will say, I don't regret it necessarily, but I
hope it doesn't get released.
I hope it never gets released. It was bad. It was like, you motherfuckers, you said you fixed this in my like half asleep voice. But yeah, anyways, who knows? Who's to say? I think it also leaked a little more over break, but whatever. We're leaving that in 2023. That definitely made me feel less safe in my bedroom, although I'll tell you that.
I feel like someone could crawl through there.
The hole?
Yeah. And then like...
They would have to be very small.
I keep seeing shows where people like walk through the vents and it makes me want to walk through a vent so badly. You know,
you
want to
like go an event?
Yeah, like those spy shows.
Like a spy movie?
Yeah. And they're like in the vents and they're like crawling around and they get to like look at people and spy. I would love to spy on people through a vent.
They should make... a place where you can do that like safely and it's not gonna like collapse,
like not too small of a vent. I really don't want to be like so close to the ground. I want to like have room to be like
on you want to be able to sort of be on all fours.
Yeah, exactly, you know? Like room to grow. It would be scary though. It would be a little
so
scary.
So that's sort of like a goal for 2024.
Find a vent. That's a resolution.
Crawl around in it. Yeah.
Ellie is coming to Los Angeles soon.
I am, in 14 days even.
Not to see me, but I will be there too, so I get to see her for some of it.
You're my number one priority when I'm there.
I think I'm number two, maybe number three, but we'll see.
Well, you're definitely at least number two.
Well, that's huge. But we are, needless to say, going to record some in-person content, some video content. So,
yes.
If you have any... preferences in what that will look like, please let us know before then, because it always helps to know what you are looking for. I really like messed up my sleep schedule. It's so bad. I need to fix it. That's one of my resolutions.
You know what? Sometimes you mess up your sleep schedule so bad that it kind of comes back around if you let it get bad enough. Does that make sense?
Well,
like sometimes...
The issue is that I went to bed at like 3 a.m. because I was trying to watch a show and then I didn't wake up until like 12. But then I don't get sleepy until later because I woke up at 12.
Right. Honestly, all it takes is you stay up super late one night and then no excuses, wake up at like a normal hour and then you'll be so sleepy you'll want to go to bed early and it sort of resets things.
Yeah, I have to power through.
You just have to have the discipline to be like, I'm getting up, no excuses at 7:30 in the morning and that'll fix me. But I'm all fucked too because being in Chicago always fucks me a little bit because I do so well at first and I try to stay on like an appropriate time zone and then I'm like, oh fuck. Well, because also being at home, it's like there's nothing to do but sleep. So It really gets out away from me.
Ellie always has the most fun time at home. We recorded a bonus episode where we were both so brain dead, you guys. It was embarrassing. Really, we couldn't form. It wasn't like as bad, but as I thought it was in the moment, like listening back, it wasn't as bad, but it wasn't good. You know what I mean?
And that happens sometimes.
I'm wondering if you guys also feel like when you go home, you get less interesting and uglier.
I just literally feel like I become the worst version of myself. I lose the ability to form a sentence. Like, mm-hmm. There's something wrong with me when I go home. Like I'm like breathing in a toxin or something. Like, I feel like I'm like, there's something really wrong with me. And I always feel like I have to recover when I come back here. Do you have any hot tips for getting back into the swing of things now that it's a new year? You know, like getting back to it, feeling like a person again after like a weird, I feel like you don't know what day it is and like the break is all weird. And like, I always get so discombobulated. It helps for me to at least like change my sheets and like have a clean room. Mm-hmm. Like that kind of jumpstarts me because it makes me want to like be in my bed and go to bed. And like that always makes things easier.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, I make my little bed, I change my sheets, I clean my room, I light a little candle, I have a little cup of tea, and just really do like a hard reset. Maybe I take like an everything shower, mm-hmm. wash my hair, like do everything so I'm like prepped. And then I don't, okay, like day one, if this is like day one of like the reset, I don't do everything on day one. Like, I don't like overload myself, but I do make a list of every single thing that needs to be done. Like, I do the planning. I don't do the action. I plan what I'm going to get at the grocery store. I plan what I'm, mm-hmm. where I need to go during the week, the appointments I need to make and that kind of stuff. And that is helpful for me, knowing that I don't have to like be running around town that day, that I can take time to like center myself.
So when we were trying to discuss some of our New Year's resolutions, I made two different little lists, and one of them was just like the very, very small things that I want to remember to do, like literally so basic, like going on walks and reading, like not even like worth mentioning kind of stuff. But I want to keep that list and then refer to it whenever I'm like, I'm being lazy or I need to do something that's like going to make me feel a little bit good, and just like add to it throughout the year and go to it and make sure I'm like, okay, we need to be doing these basic things, girly pop.
Well, I like really, really, really am trying to establish more strict routines with myself, because when life has a bunch of variables, if you have like something that is anchoring you, like I feel like it's easier to deal with big changes and things.
Yeah, 100%. Like having anchor points in your life. I think that that's why I like spiraled so much when I went off to college. I was just like,
yeah, because all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, huh? And I make my own schedule and I can.
I think even like just going out and getting some sunshine the first day is like a good thing to do. Even if it's like dark out, you know, it still works a little bit. You can still get a little bit of sunshine.
Fresh air.
Mm-hmm. And just try to like look at things that will divert your attention from bad stuff. Does that make sense?
And it's like, even doing one thing is still doing something. And I sometimes need to really remind myself of that, because I get really overwhelmed. I'm like, oh my God, I have to do the laundry that I didn't do when I was away. And I need to do, you know, all these things. And then you don't feel like you can do it because it feels overwhelming. So just doing one small thing is doing things. And like, you should be proud of yourself for even making a small action.
Yeah, that's how I felt today. I was like, oh my God, so much stuff is built up. I don't even want to touch it.
Yeah. I mean, literally, I rotted in bed until 4 p.m., but still, look at us now.
Legalize.
We're recording,
it. Hey.
You know? So, like, it's okay. The day's not a wash. It just started a little late.
Yeah, I was like, I don't really want to go on a walk, but maybe if I convince myself to just go outside, like, I'm just going to go outside.
Just
don't
baby stuff.
Don't think too hard about it, Michaela. We're just going to go outside. And then I get outside, I'm like, I could walk around
a little bit. So if you spent your New Year's Day doing shit nothing and you're like, oh, I'm a piece of shit and this is the tone I'm setting for the year, don't worry about it. It's just a day. You're so allowed to be a piece of shit on New Year's Day.
Yeah, I feel like New Year's Day is like a three-day weekend. Like, I don't think it actually mm-hmm. counts as Mm-mm. this is the day that you're going to start your new life. However, I am a believer that it's good to go in the year of being like, ooh, I'm going to do stuff. Like, I know it's made up and the time doesn't really change like that, but I don't think it's a bad thing to be like.
No, it's you a know, little push. It is what you make it's a it, nudge. You know?
It like, is a little nudge in that direction of getting you to actually do some of the stuff where you're like,
allowed to be excited about like the symbolism of a fresh start.
Yeah, I love that. So should we pull over?
Let's pull over because we have some fun stuff to discuss.
All right. So every week, or almost every week, we have a roadside attraction. And as the end of the year has come, we thought we would give out awards to the best in show.
What was the very best roadside attraction this year? What was the freakiest shit we saw?
Yeah, and
the
I'm
best discourse on the internet.
I'm excited about this, and I also just love it due to the fact that it reminds me there actually was a lot that happened this year, and I don't mm-hmm. have to feel like time's just rushing by so fast and I can't do anything about it. Like these little things of, oh my god, yes, that was yes. this year. I'm like, okay, so much can happen. I have so much time.
And that's true. You're so right.
So I have to say my number one mm-hmm. is the George Santos rise and fall. He didn't even like start politicking until this year or 2023. Or I think he was like elected.
Publicly, yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't a thing. He wasn't a thing. I don't know if you saw his Z-Way interview, but I watched that last week.
Yes, I watched that.
So good. So funny. His cameo. Not going to praise him too much because I know he's got his flaws, but he really added something mm-hmm. special. And just to like kind of piggyback off that, there was the sex tape in what was it in the Senate?
The Senate House? The Hall of Congress. Hall somewhere. Of Congress. That's crazy.
But those are a little recent, you know, so.
Right. It's like recency bias mm-hmm. a little bit. I have to say, I think the best freak show that we walked by or we drove by this year. I mean, maybe I'm partial to it because it happened on my birthday, but it was Colleen Ballinger with Toxic Gossip Train. I'm sorry. I recently rewatched it. Still hits. It's the craziest and we were together. Video.
And we were together.
We were together. And so we were together. It was my birthday. And Michaela was like, well, we'd sort of been watching drama videos about Colleen Ballinger because we like to do that when right. we're together.
She hadn't and addressed had, it yet, though.
No, she hadn't said anything. And Michaela was like, oh my God, Colleen posted a video. And I was like, that's crazy. And then you said, I think she's singing. And I said, there's literally no way. There's no way maybe for just a second she sings. And so we sat on the floor in my office and we watched it, and she sang for 10 minutes about grooming children.
Yeah,
it's the craziest video. I don't think it will ever be topped, and if I am wrong about that, smite me where I stand, because it was the craziest video I've ever seen, and that was my favorite.
Well, and that one has to be in the top three because it provided so many weeks of discourse. It wasn't just, you know, one week we're going to talk about Colleen Ballinger because of this. No, this bled through. No,
it was, she provided. She was a cornucopia of drama and gossip for us.
And I have to say, if you're looking back at 2023, you can't forget the submarine. That was a huge moment.
What month was that in, by the way?
I feel like it was the second half of the year, so it wasn't that long ago, but it feels so long ago.
It feels like it was like January, but I think it was probably July or August.
Yeah, because the Trump mugshot was in August, and I thought that was last year.
Oh my God, you know what? And on this list is Donald Trump having secured documents in the bathroom at Mar-a-Lago, and you know what? I forgot about that. That was crazy too.
I didn't even know about that.
Oh, cool. We talked about it.
Did we?
We had to have talked about it. It's so
my
funny.
My brain is so bad at those things.
I think we talked about it because a lot of like what was funny was there was a lot of documents that proved that he was just like, and I am doing crimes, by the way, and I'm doing them very well. And everyone knows I'm doing them very well. Like, it was just really funny. there was a lot of that happened this year, but okay, so we think our top two for us. Okay, so my number one is ukulele. Your number one is George Santos.
I mean, I think the one that was the biggest was maybe Submarine, but then I think the one that I enjoyed the most was George Santos.
It's our personal rankings. Okay. I mean,
yeah, totally.
I think
totally.
My personal ranking number one is Toxic Gossetrine, and then the the Donald Trump with secure documents in the bathroom was really funny. I also think that we loved the $58 million wedding.
We loved it. And that one kept coming with hits. And that, isn't over.
I mean, it's not over. And it'll be the next fucking, what's that documentary on Netflix? Murders or whatever.
Probably.
That's going to be them.
One that I was just delighted to be reminded of was the Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk wanting to fight in a cage match. I forgot about that.
I really do wish that happened.
That was delightful. That was a delightful.
Every day I wish that happened. So on this list, there's Drew Barrymore half canceled. I don't remember what that was.
Because of the strike. She was trying to bring her show back.
She was trying to break the strike.
And then she was like, okay, never mind, yeah. I won't. So that's why she's kind of like half canceled. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And Oyster Girl. That was a good one.
Oyster Girl was huge.
Oyster Girl was huge. And obviously, I mean, the Taylor Swift, Maddie Healy, NFL. I mean, there was a lot
and
of
breaking
Taylor
up
Swift
with
news
Joe
this
Alwyn.
Year.
So much has gone through her life this year.
This was a really big year for Taylor Swift. I will say, like, the Maddie Healy discourse was the funniest worst. To me, I think. Like, that was, like, the most enjoyable, like, drama because it was like, what the hell? But I also was like, yeah, I mean, we've all dated a freaky, weird little freak, you know?
I have a question. Do you think that Joe and Taylor had been broken up? Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Like, for longer?
I think they had been broken up for longer, and I think that they just went public with it in that moment, but... Goddamn, yeah. And then I wonder how long they were broken up because we have evidence now that she had been writing like the worst breakup song about him in 2021.
So Antonoff guy posted the date of
Jack Antonoff because he's a messy little bitch.
That was so, I love that.
One thing about Uncle Jack, he's going to do that. But yeah, there's a lot. If you like Taylor Swift discourse, there was a lot of that this year. And I was a big fan of that. But yeah, I think those are my top three. Ooh.
Travis Kelce, but then also his tweets was also a really fun one.
The Travis Kelce tweets. Oh, that was such a good time on Twitter. It's so sad because I feel like discourse lasts like 3 hours now.
It does.
Like that, I could have gone on with that for a long time. I really was enjoying reading his old tweets. I mean, I think our conversation about dinosaurs was really, really important. I think a lot of people are afraid to admit that they didn't know about the dinosaurs.
That one was big for me and the tree pollen, of course, because I had no concept of how it really happened.
Me either. I thought they all died in one meeting.
In one fatal blow.
I just really didn't know. And I'm going to be honest, I know people told us. I still don't really remember.
It was like a pollution thing. It was like
slow.
It was like a slow. It changed the environment too much so that it wasn't livable for. But
right.
Apparently,
they
didn't
all die in one day.
No, it was apparently for a very long time.
Yeah, millions of years.
Okay, so we know that not all of the dinosaurs got squished,
but many got squished.
Some got squished, right?
Sure. Odds are, surely, some got squished.
Well, how big was the surface area of the meteor?
And that is sort of, it must have been pretty big. Several miles across.
Okay.
So, you know, come on.
So where would you put those odds that it squished a dinosaur? 50-50?
Oh, I mean, I would give it pretty good odds. Wait, speaking of odds, did you see that people are betting on who's going to be on the Epstein list that comes out?
Oh, no, I didn't. But that's like a really good ins
and
outs
list.
Horrible,
but I'm also a little bit like, I feel like I could bet pretty well on that. I feel like I could make some money.
Well, there are also just so many people who have photos with him, and that's like a good place to start, I would say.
Great place to start.
Great starting point. Start.
Yeah, I wonder if that will be our roadside attraction next week. If there's going to be like anything that's so crazy that we're like, oh my God, huh?
There has to be something. Aren't they? There are three names that they're not sharing or something. And people think it's probably presidents, U.S. presidents.
Yeah, there's three redacted names and then 150 that we're getting.
Although I did see something today about Clinton being on it.
I mean, Ghislaine.
I think.
She was at Chelsea Clinton's wedding. Like, they were, they clearly were in each other's lives.
So bad. It's so, you know, bad.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
The only other one that feels important enough that I can remember to mention is the Killer Lemonade. I feel like that's also going to go in the record for really this year. One. Yeah.
That was a big one for this year. Yeah. But yeah, that was sort of the year in discourse.
And those were our roadside attractions, you guys. We really enjoyed attracting with you on the road.
And I would love to know which one was your number one, because there are some good options on there.
Someone DM'd us that it was when I was singing Phantom of the Opera at the end of one episode. I forgot about that. I got so embarrassed.
I had to keep it in. It was so good. It was making me laugh so hard when I was editing it.
What? Why did I do? You like went to go grab something, like your tarot cards or something?
I went to get my cards, yeah. And you just... And I, by the way, cut half of it. Like, you went on for a while.
Well, that's like what I do in life. That's how I spend my time when no one's here. I sing a little song.
My friend last night was like, so do y'all just like sing out loud when a song is in your head? Or do you keep it in? And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, do you, if you're like, oh, you think of a song and it's stuck in your head, do you have to sing it?
Yeah.
Or can it live in your head?
No.
And I was like, I'm kind of a it can live in my head person.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not. I have to sing, but like if I'm, of course, in a meeting or something like that, I can keep it in my head.
You can control it yourself.
Like I have but self-control you, a little bit.
You have to get it out though. It's like got to escape.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I feel like it's not even a question for me because I'm just like, ooh, a song is in my head. I'm going to sing it. I'm singing like the anti-diarrheal jingle from the football commercials all the time. Like any little thing, I need to sing it.
Gotta get it out loud. Yeah, well, she said that there's a difference between like boy houses and girl houses, where girl houses are singing out loud all the time and boy houses are not.
That's so sad for boy houses.
It is sad for boy houses.
Even like in my house with Christy, with, why did I say Christy?
What the fuck is my house with Christy?
You know, we'll like start making up songs together all the time, and we'll both like, and then 5 minutes later, we'll look at each other and be like, "Why did we do that? That was so stupid."
But you are a musical girly.
Yeah, most of my friends are like musical theater girlies, so that kind of makes sense that I'm like, "Why would people not sing?
Why wouldn't you just sing?"
Phantom of the Opera. Yeah. Oh my God. There's one thing that you said in the bonus episode that I have to tell everybody that you said.
What did I say?
Because you were asking about the fires in LA and you were like, what does fire season mean? And I was like, well, it's just like when fires happen the most. And you're like, but could a fire happen anytime? And I'm like, well, yes, a fire could happen. And like, fires can happen anytime.
I thought you
were going to
mention that I called my grandparents bummers or something.
No, that was really funny. That was, you said it's not because they're old, it's just because of who they are specifically as people.
Listen, being home really fried my brain. I was like, can a fire just start? Also, my grandparents really suck. Like, I was clearly not well on that episode.
Do you have some resolutions that you would like to share?
I do. I've got some resolutions. I sure do got some resolutions.
Oh, you mustn't.
I mustn't have them?
Must you?
No, I must.
You must.
I must. And Almost. Yeah. Okay. Well, one of my resolutions is I really want to stick to my streaming schedule and not like make excuses and be like, I'm sleepy. Like you can stream twice a week for 2 hours a day. You know, like you can do that. You know, you're able to do it. You like doing it.
You do like
doing it. There's no reason not to. Like, just do it. So I'd really, really like to stick to that. I would like to write more.
Oh, I love that.
That's one of mine too. Get, yeah, I'd like to finish my degree.
And oh, in 2024?
And I'd like to get out of credit card debt. Don't know if I'll achieve that last one, but a girl can dream.
Oh my God. That's, yeah, no, I relate to a lot of those. So my first one is to work on my attention span. And for me, what this means is going on a walk and not bringing my phone and like forcing my brain to just have a breather and think about things. Mm-hmm. Or if I'm with somebody, not looking at my phone. If I'm watching a show, just watching the show, like not needing multiple forms of media at once in order to feel entertained. Because although I do have ADHD and it's like a thing that I'm always going to struggle with, I do believe people can make it better and worse by like doing those things more often. So I really want to be careful about that. I just think it's a recipe for not enjoying life as much if I can't like even sit through a movie, you know?
I do know what you mean. Sometimes I catch myself like on three devices at the same time. And I'm like, can you let your brain like breathe? You do not need the TV on, playing a phone game, and also have your laptop open. Like, this is not sustainable.
Yeah. So, and then another one of mine, which I maybe should have just said get out of credit card debt because that's more feasible, is make enough money that I could start actually saving money for retirement. Like start
saving for retirement.
Like a 401k or something could be cool.
Could be huge.
But to, in order to, maybe that should be a delusion, because in order to get there,
you gotta dig the hole first. You know what is so fucking embarrassing about my credit card debt? It is actually the most embarrassing thing in the world, is that I just had it. I had my credit card hooked up to my DoorDash account. And so all of my credit card debt is just DoorDash. It is actually the most embarrassing thing in the entire world. And it makes me want to die every time I look at it, because I'm like, how did I do that? Yeah. That's horrifying. Yeah, but I just feel like this is my year of responsibility. Like, this is my year of, like, actually, because I was thinking about it, I was like, 2023 was not a great year. And part of it was that I just, like, didn't push myself to, like, actually do stuff. And, like, that's fine. Yeah. Like, you can have a year of rest and relaxation. But I, like, need to have sort of a no excuses, get your shit together year. Like, do some stuff that maybe isn't super fun. Like, getting out of credit card debt is not fun. Like, it's not enjoyable. It's not silly and goofy, but you just got to do it, you know? And just, like, prioritizing my, like, well-being. Okay, like, you know Maslow's hierarchy of needs?
Yes, very well.
Like, you cannot feed your soul if your like material needs are not addressed. And in the similar way, it's like, well, I have a lot of like goals for like growth and cultivation of like my personality and my soul and whatever, but like first I really need to like get my shit together in like the things that are keeping me alive. That's first.
Yeah.
And everything else can come second. I also have high hopes that this is the year of the kidney. Very high hopes.
I was also thinking that. I was like, that should be on the resolutions or delusions list, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know which one it is.
I don't know which one.
I'm feeling resolution because I finally got a call when I was at, when I was over break, that I got accepted into the transplant program at my hospital.
Oh.
So that's exciting. I'm doing my pre-transplant workups.
Oh my God.
This month. So
what does that usually mean? Like that at all?
It just means you're like on the list and part of the program. So like when you get to the point of needing it, like they have your information and you're like pretty much ready to roll. So that's really exciting. Like that was like a really big thing. And I did that all by myself.
That's amazing, Ellie. I'm so happy for you.
Can you imagine if this was my year of kidney?
I feel like it. I feel it. I think I feel it.
I feel it.
2024.
28. Big year for kidney.
It's a good year. It's even. It's stable.
It's my lucky number.
It's safe. Oh, it's your lucky number.
It is.
I feel like I want this to be a year of trying things, like trying new paths for myself, trying out different things that my future could look like, developing skills for fun, but then also, you know, like I said, I want to like self-publish the children's book. So I want to do stuff like that a little bit more and just like put things out there. And it doesn't have to be like a whole career, but I need to at least try stuff.
Yeah, I think that like I don't want to stagnate. Mm-hmm. And even if it's like uncomfortable, I'd rather have growth this year than like, you know. So yeah, I think that a lot of my goals are literally just like creating discipline in my life.
Yeah.
And like teaching myself to like have that discipline, because I'm not very disciplined, honestly. I'm not. Like, I get things done I need to get done, but like I want to not feel like I'm always constantly behind and constantly like, oh fuck, what do I need to do? And oh shit, what's going on? Like, I just want to be more accountable to myself, I guess.
I would love to, I want to do things, and I would love to be a person who just like innately does. And at this point, I'm still not. So I really need to like force it a little bit more and be like, okay, girl, you're not going to change.
Like, yeah. You have to like be okay with the fact that you're going to be uncomfortable. Like, I'm like not, I don't like that, but I know that there are things that I avoid doing because I know they're hard for me, or they're scary, or they make me uncomfortable. And like, sometimes you just gotta do them. Like, even silly things like traveling makes me very anxious. I don't really like to travel. Like, it messes with my routines. I like get all discombobulated. It just really like is hard for me not being around my stuff and like in my places. But also, I want to travel. So like, you have these two diametrically opposed things where it's like, on the one hand, I don't want to, and on the one hand, I really do want to. And well, fuck, I want to do it, and so I'm just going to have to be uncomfortable and like do it.
I was listening to someone describe that recently as like, not necessarily the id and super ego, but like one part is the horse galloping, and then the other is the person like wanting to slow down.
It's what you're describing is internal family systems therapy, which is really, really helpful, and was really helpful for me, where it's like imagining parts of yourself like, okay, there's a part of yourself that gets really stressed out about travel.
Yeah.
What is that part? What does it look like? Mm-hmm. Where do you feel it? How old is it? Is it an animal? Like, you know, you have to like literally feel like you're schizophrenic talking to parts of yourself, but it does work. Like, it really does. Mm-hmm. And you say, okay, well, if that part of me is younger, how do I, as the person in charge here, tell that part of myself that's scared not to be scared? What does it need from me? Mm-hmm. How can I help it? And like, yeah, that's kind of what you're describing. It's like, there's the horse part of me, and then there's the part of me that's going, whoa, don't do that, you know?
Yeah.
And you have to talk to the part of you that's like, what? There's nothing to be scared of, you know?
Get them to agree. Get them to be on the same wavelength.
Make concessions to them and say, okay, well, we'll do this, and then you'll feel better. And so, yeah, a lot of this year is getting a return to like fucking being a person. Like, not just coasting, not stagnating, not staying the same, like radically changing, even if it's very uncomfortable.
And we'd love that. Should we ask the tarot gods for a traffic report for 2024?
Yes, we should. Okay. So our reading, our first reading of 2024. What's our vibe? What's going on? What's the haps? All right. Our first reading of 2024. Our card is the Lovers.
Okay.
Well, that's so funny. We didn't talk about relationship goals at all.
Yeah, because that's like more in my delusions.
And I'm just not anxious about it for the first time. The Lovers, yeah. But this, because it's reverse, it's internal. So it's like self-love. It's not like lovers. It's not romantic love. It's self-love. Mm. So I think that's definitely what we're talking about. We've been talking a lot about like discipline with ourselves. And I think it's good to remember that that you can discipline yourself, but still in a loving and a soft way, mm-hmm. and still remember to like nurture yourself and be kind to yourself while also saying, get your shit together so I can love you.
And if you don't, I won't, bitch.
Bitch.
Well, we love you guys so much, and you were so certainly much. A bright spot in our 2023 years.
Oh, the brightest.
Maybe the brightest of all spots.
Probably the best thing that happened to us this year was you.
Oh my God. This is why there are people out there who think that we're in relationships with them.
With that, well, whatever. People sometimes are like, you're my parasocial bestie. You don't know I exist. And I'm like, well, I do now. So well, we are actually good friends.
I love that. But there, I've had so many issues.
You've had people think you were like in a relationship.
Right. And think that I'm sending them specifically a message. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So if that's you, we're not. But if you think we're best friends.
Then we are. Right. And then we are.
You're right.
Okay. Should we shout out our birthday picks?
We should.
Katie, Curtis, Maya, Nathan, Flower, Pig, Georgia, Zachary. Thank you for being here in 2023. You are our best friend we'll ever see. Goodbye.
Oh my God. Zachary in 2023 rhymed. That was crazy.
Yeah.
All right, my friends. Well, I love you guys very, 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 very much. Can't wait to see you every week this year, except for the weeks that we are too tired to do it. Kidding. that is not disciplined. Can't wait to see you every week this year. We love you so much. Thanks for being on our drive with us. And as always, have a good day. Have a good night wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Hope it's a great one. We will catch you next week on our next drive.
Thank you for coming to Late Night Drive. We hope you enjoy the drive.
Late Night Drive with Ellie and Michaela is brought to you by BetterHelp. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/LND today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/LND.